Book
That's
of him.
A shame.
Okay. So we saw last time, we sort of did quite a bit, the end of the last mission in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudches, about the difference between Tekufis and Mazalus and versus Kinepisri Nida. So Lamais, it says that Kinepisri Nida are Gufi Alachis, Tekufis Gatiyos, Apakbas Lachachma. So the problem was that kind of very, very, I mean, all of them seem very much at random. I mean, Kinepisri Nida are not exactly what you call the mainstream of Halacha, the main. It's not chazakas. It's really there to some degree, but it's not the main halachas. And the comparison to Kufin Gamatrios and so on. So Lemaisa, the Maral says over here that his shot is both kinah pischa chachma. He says there's a rabusa on both sides of it. On the one hand, kinah and pischa chachma are in yanim of Fakus. There's something that happens when you messed up, you lost it, and so on and so forth. In both of them, psychic and psychic chachma, that's what our laws are about. Lemaisa, the one could have thought that since they're talking about a suffix she'ira, he says, it's not really something that should have happened. It's something that happens occasionally. It's not kilu dekim mechufin of the halacha. Also, he says a person should have gotten into that suffix. And so I would have thought that this is not called chachma. Whereas the opposite of it is the kufis and mazalas, which are very vados the kinyanim. These are the cheshbainis that are 100% fixed. Both math and astronomy. So I would think that both of these. So you have zelu maser. Now, the havamina. The Mishnah is talking about what is chachma, and in identifying the moral is there is kufi halachas, Rashi is there is kufi teira. In the realm of Chachma, one would say that Vados is the hallmark of Chachma. Quantification is really something which is the description of Chachma itself. So math, Lemaisa, is the strongest Chachma, and therefore, because it's very, very Vados, other sciences tend to sometimes experiments all this way, that way, the other way. Math is the most exact of sciences, and astronomy is a close second. It's certainly in the chachmas that were observable in those days. So I would think that since they're exact, these have a din of chachma, whereas the pischi nida and the canon the are something which are lemaisa kilo asafik. And the whole metzias of suffix is hefech chachma, because chachma should be doing things that are vaday. So bal korchach, we would be madif these and say this is real chachma, this is not chachma. So the Tana tells us the exact opposite, that this is something which is chachma, and this is something which is not chachma. It's gufa Torah, and this is a necessary step of Torah, but not Torah itself. So I'd like to try to understand a little bit. What is his answer, Kilo? So in a chnami, why not? He also goes on to say this is halachas because they go straight to Torah, to Kadosh Baruch and so on. It's not 30 minutes smile. So I want to try a little bit to understand some of the sekuda. I want to go into another point that he's making here that's touching on something really significant. He says that Kinin and Pesach Nida really deal with Sfeikas. I want to learn up a little bit about that Inyan and try to understand a little bit what that Metzias is and so on. I want Safik is the Gematria Elacher. That's what the Sfarim say, that Amalek is the Gematria Safik. It's 240, and Elacher is 240. Fine. So you have three Gematrias that are equal. The it's built in the Zohar Kodesh that says that after they said Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinim ayin, then miyad v'yovei Amalek. When they had fakers, that's when Amalek came. So there's the general sense of Amalek being tied with fakers. The Pashta Pshat, the Pshat that's sort of usually given, is that it has to do with Kfira. In other words, they cast a doubt in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a getter of Kfira and so on. There's something about it that falls short, because really, if you think about it, if somebody tells you that there's a vaday, that the chesed, the baal is the, let's take somebody, let's take some chesed that was mecharef or megadev, that the luchur is worse. Let's say those people that, well, is the baal, that they went after the avodah zarah, so that their lamaisa is saying that there is something else. There's an avodah zarah and so on. Sfeikis seem to us to be 50% of the way. If we were to ask somebody who's close to being a maimon, an atheist or an agnostic, so one would say, certainly an agnostic is closer. He's a chayfa hakol. He's a moedah b'miktas. Well, moedah b'miktas is close to paying in halacha. There's without a shvur he pays. So in seichel pashut, in shitchias, it would appear that a vaday is somebody that a kaifer, either of a zara or a kaifer, is much worse. That they were matl fakes, that kliyos said hayesh v'kibbeinim ayin. It's nice. It's fine. It's a rifian, but it certainly wouldn't put a Amalek as better if he's machnas fakes as opposed to the person that tries to be machnas of a zara to kliyos roll and so on. That's really an issue. That I mean, all the other umos were of that avodah zarah and so on, and yet Amalek is singled out. So Baal Karchos, there's going to be something also. There's something in the world of fakes that's much worse in a certain sense than in Kfira. It's also interesting that whereas other umos have specific avodah zarahs, Amalek's gematria is El Acher, which basically means he's not identifying. It's also a lashon of mechatese, maybe not. He's not identifying a positive azar. It's fascinating. You don't find that Amalek has any type of azar that's associated with him, which is very unusual. All the other umis olam at that time were of azar, and that seemed to mark their every Ummah had its Tsar and its Avodah Zarah. Amalek doesn't come with one, and yet he's singled out as being much worse, and not only wants to destroy Klal Yisrael in Gashmias, but it seems in this sinyan of being Matlos Fakes, as far as I'm full with it, that Amalek is Matlos Fakes. It all comes from this Zayah. So I want to discuss an interesting inyan. There's a Shad. The Gemara says in a few places, the Gemara says in Gittin, the Marshal, where the Machloikis about Telegesh Begiva, there was a Shaila if there's a Shaila if it was Nima Matzabaisa Makom and Svuv, and the Gemara says that they were in Mesifter Kiyah, they were debating the same thing. Could it be that a Kaddish Baruch Hu would have a suffix? That is, so that over there, the a lot of sense. You know, a Scottish Borough who doesn't know which the lough is what it is. But there's another usage of the Indian of itstrich krolle mutis feika. The Gemara in Chulin, it says, over there's a shaila about what b'nei yona is. You have Torim b'nei yona, and it's a question. Both one of them is puzzle when it's young, one of them is puzzle when it's old, and the tzihuf is when it becomes in the process of becoming older. So the Gemara says, what happens? So it's tchilas hatzihuf, which means it's sort of the adolescence of the term the yona. The Gemara klaus a shaila: is it a safik? We don't know, and that's why you can't bring one. Or is it a berivish natsma? And if it's a safik, so we say that yaitz because we might have shot. You brought one like this, one like this. If it's a barrier, then it's neither this nor that. So the Gemara brings a right on the Rav Tashma, prat le tchilas hatziyuf shebezev zeh shepasul. I am a bishlam a barrier have a shop. So you have a pasuk that's memayit tchilas hatziyuf in each one. So the Gemara says, I am a bishlam a barrier have a shop. If you tell me it's a bria chadasha, so the pasuk is telling you there's an old one, there's a young one, there's an adolescent one, adolescent one's not. Aliyam ritzveke have a isra kolamut isveke. You can't have a pasuk to be made a suffix. Rashi says miikas sveke kavukut shupriyhu. Ipshizok bevelnim who I seen a betayim v'ipshitov bekanim and I seen a meyona. Ikin lepshitalon loyha v'loyha mehecha teisik adait lachshirim. So lemaisa the Gemara says you can't have the Torah can't be talking about sfeikas. Tosfos has a whole long list of sfeikas, and it's obvious also. I mean, besides which, you have all the dinam of roiv and chazaka and so on and so forth. The Torah certainly talks about sfeikas. So Tosfos answers. The kol sfeika the efshel is zbara. Kmega beheres of meisa the formal kach form binyan acher. The type of suffix which is an event that happened. In other words, I wasn't sure if beheres kodma le seyase kodma beheres. The formal kach formal shubinyan acher shaych lemuti mikro shop mitam shu suffix. So they are checked to have a positive mind sveikas. Aber hocha efshel levar sveikas uch ol kis yif shoven. Ve kamash mai gal yim im ptanim oik doylem. Ve chen bekvi palgas kulon shoven. Hech ol asik kolim uti mitam shem sofik, shene sofik kamash mai. So something which has in itself a sofik, which is a standard suffix. In other words, the adolescence of a yayna, the adolescence of a tar, what is it? That's a type of suffix that is either or. So it doesn't make sense that Torah should call it a suffix. Why would the Torah call it a suffix? There's no suffix after Shemaya. Baharis, before Sarv or Fakert, over there it's a suffix that not all the sfeikas are shavis, and therefore the Torah can call it a suffix. So I guess if it's to translate into simple language, there's a suffix that comes machmas koitze hasagas ha'adam. In other words, it's neveya from the conditions in the world that it's not clear if the it's not clear what happened when. Those are sfeikas that certainly can have a pasuk for that. Masha inkin sfeikas, where you have it's a suffix mikrach de metzias, and therefore it should have achra, the achrosh kam hakadosh baruch hu. For that, there can't be any sfeikas kavishmaya. That's what he answers. one guy says it boils at 100 degrees centigrade, one says it's 60 degrees centigrade. So one would think the ultimate nehesach ha-chachma is 60 degrees, because that's wrong. But wrong, as long as it falls in under the marachas of chachma, then it's possible to prove it this way, if I'll prove it that way. The suffix, if we're talking about a suffix, not mitzad, there's a suffix of iyidia. And that suffix of iyidia is a suffix that's hoylechum isbarer. It's a suffix that we could be mevarer. And therefore the Torah gave us kale to be mevarer. Then there are sveikis that are be'etzim brias of sveikis. Like Ben Ashmashis, where the Torah says, you know, the Gemara asked, could it be by Kaddish Baruch Hu, would be a suffix, Ben Ashmashis, and so on. So we have in Yonim that Mitzad Mitzias Adam is a world of suffix, and we have in Yonim that Mitzad the Etzim Mitzias, there's a suffix and there's unclarity. The Chelik of if a person determines, let's give an example, something that today we wrestle with. When we look at Teva at a very very at a micro state, like the modern version of physics, the modern side of physics, you get to a place where things are understood not to be able to determine them. That's a very very that's a very difficult mitzvah. It means, in other words, there's something happening that the etzim has no achro where it's going to go or what's going to happen with it and so on. So sfeikis means that when you peg something as being a suffix, you're saying that it's not a vadai, it has no makor vados whatsoever. It's something which has no hechreya mitzaratzmai, and therefore it's mufka from any type of hanhaga. It's mufka from any type of a mitzvah of chachma and so on. So when we talk about suffix, when somebody comes and tells you, so we gave a mashal. Somebody comes and says to you, he believes that the Baal is the right God. So that's a mistake. But it's not a hafkar because you can prove him Baal not, and then you prove him Torah yes, and everything is good. Let's say a person comes to you with the following position. He says that there is the etzim no way to prove anything, absolutely. And the mele nothing has a metzias that you can say is pure emes. That person has been mafkia. Person comes and tells you, let's say somebody's a real chacham. He's not going to argue with you that this is right, that's right. He's going to tell you, listen, wise people have argued about this for millennium, and everyone has their own day and everyone has their own direction, and you know what? These are the type of things that no one can ever know. They're unknowable. Not definite, everyone with his truth. So in a certain sense, that person, that akira, is a much, much deeper akira than the person who's making the mistake. The person who's making the mistake is it's still within the tchum of chachma, it's still within the tchum of emes and sheker. In other words, in the shulton of emes and sheker, which are kashbok with emes, this is nichnas into it, and accept that there's a mistake there, and we have to try to prove this with every other one. A person who's machnis the world of suffix, being oike and saying, you know, there is none, then be'etzim, he is leaving everything, that in a certain sense, he's being oike everything from having any mitzvahs whatsoever. A person... let's take an example. Two people both believe, both are Radif Emes, but Ruvain believes in A and Shimon believes in B. So in a certain sense, in the big picture, they're both similar. They're both close to each other because they're both mevakshim. There's a big precious drachim in what has become the final object of the bikush. Mashainke, in a person who says it's unprovable, it's unknowable, there's no point in knowing it, and so on, that person is much further away from the other person. The when we're talking about sfeikis, it says the Lashon Zeh HaKadosh over there, it says about imayesh Hashem mekibene ma'ayin. So they were referring the way the Zeh says it, they were referring to something which is a the pechina lamala, a certain darga, that it's not kayam lemishal. Also, it says in there, there are things that are there to ask and to answer. That's gufitayr. There are things that are there that we can ask. We have there's the makom shaila, but there's not a teretz. And there are things that are not a makom shaila. Like the Mishnah says, you can't ask on what's the mala, what's the mata, and so on and so forth. So their shkler was in ayin means if what's here is something which is mufka. Those in yonim that are in the world of shaila means that it belongs under the rubric of our kesha kodesh baruch hu. We see a kesha kodesh baruch hu's midas different anhogas in the world. With teifis, we have to ask ourselves mi bara eila, and so the shaila is we might not have a hasaga and a tefisa in the pratim of mishpatei Hashem, but it certainly it is a makom to notice it. There are certain yonim that are beyond that, and in that chelik is where it's unknowable. There's no makom shaila, is where you have the makom sfeikus. The makom sfeikus be'etzim means that being that it's a shaila that has no hachra, it becomes a pircha on the sheirish. And that mida is a mida worse than the other mida. I want to tell it to you something. The Chazal say that let's take it upesi yarim. That if you hit a letz, then the fool becomes wise. So Chazal said letz taka is a molik, and that was that's what you have to understand. Shalach upes yarim is yisrael. So it's not strange. The whole tushtel of letz and pesi, and the whole pasuk in terms of the way Chazal saw it, even the pasuk stands by itself. The main shmitas ha'sinei of the letz and the pesi, they're both not good meters. That's it. There's nothing else to say particularly of any particular mahut. But so you have the letz. Taka and the Pesi Yarim. Now, the Teretz is, Rafa speaks about it, his first Maim and Purim, and I'm just sort of developing a little more what he said. A Pesi is someone that believes everything, and that's his problem. He's like, did every other Zara, and that was the Mitzvah of that was the Mitzvah of Yisrael. So Yisrael was an Ovid, but he's Ovid Eved Ezara, and therefore he was a Pesi. So it's terrible. Somebody's Ovid Eved Ezara is terrible, but on the other hand, he's a Bar Vikuach. He's somebody you can argue with, and you can show him this is right, that's right, the other one is right, prove it, and at some point it'll work. A letz is somebody, the word letz is not translated appropriately as a jokester. It's translated as a cynic. It's somebody who is, the mouth of a let as a let is to be maskia something. It's not putting down an alternate position. It's showing that the thing is mufrach mitzar atzmai. He's being mottled deifi in the thing mitzar atzmai. So the mohus of somebody who's a letz, somebody who is a whose mohus is to be oiker any attempt to go to emes, means that he's leaving the question of what is emes as a suffix. He's the essence of suffix. He's not offering alternatives. He's saying this is there's no such thing that it can never be proven, and it's therefore it's worthless and therefore it's meaningless. So the let's himself, the intent of the pasuk is let's taka means the musr is not in any way for the benefit of the let's, because the let's is not going to get anything out of it. There's nothing, it'll never bring him closer to emes. It's something which is going to, its only value of hitting a malik is to bring home to Yisrael the emes of Torah and so on. So the metzias and koyches hanefesh of suffik is somebody who's a letz. In other words, a letz is oiker the possibility of emes. He's not choylik on it, but he's oiker it. You find the same thing by Korach and Moshe. He didn't. Korach going for himself, becoming a Kohen Gadol, wasn't the argument that he used. He didn't come along and say, you should know that I would like to be Kohen Gadol, and because, I was passed over and so on. His taina was Talashikula Trelis and so on. What he did was he made Moshe's Torah into an absurdity. When you make something an absurdity, you're being oiker it's metzias meikre. So Amalek koyach is not that he was touting any particular mahalach anti-Klal Yisrael, different than Klal Yisrael. He was matel sfeikus means that he was saying in Sheirish and Yanim there's no makoyim of emes. That shy has to come down to us. In the Birurei Sfeikis, understanding the halachas, it's an extraordinary inyan that the Malach, going back a second to the Maral, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not to be, in Isser and Heter, in Aveir and Mitzvah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is easily found. Even if a person does an Aveir that's clear, it's much easier, so fine. So in Aveir, that has a clear gedder in who he is, what he is. He's a chayv of malchus. He's a din of a rasha, and so on and so forth. He has a kapara and everything. If somebody does a suffik, he's halachically much worse. And Hashem Tali in certain ways is worse, and he doesn't really have yet a kapara. It's only megan and so on. The because kol zman something has been nizbar, it doesn't have a makom yet. So the Torah gave us in the world. In the world of Sfeikis, in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mahalach. By the fact that a Sufik goes into Halacha, and I can be done Beroiv, and I can be done with Chazaka, and I can be done with many of its Sfeikis, and all sorts of tools like that, those in Yanim of Sfeikis means that even in a Makom Sufik, there's a place to walk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha takes the sfeikus ashayach to us, which is the only real sfeikus, and gives us a mahalach to go from there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though tchilas is the sufik, seifei is a halacha. Masha'in came in the Maral's case, the other inyanim, they have the vadoyus of being mathematical, but they're limited. They only go up to a certain point, and that's the end of it. If they don't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, astronomy itself stops. Hilchus Kiddush HaChodesh takes astronomy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, the chshivas, even though Sofik L'chura is a step removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since it's taking you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes Gufei Halachas. Masha Ein Kein, those in Yonim that are vados, but it stops short of taking any place else, that goes into that belongs to the world of Haperos L'Chochma. It's a step for it, but it's not the thing itself. Al Kaponim, getting back to the Purim Kinyan, it's a much deeper Nekuda. Sfeikus in Emuna, you know, when and it's one of the problems, when people are marshal, and for many people, the mahalach of having problems in Emuna lie not so much in Emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu as in Emuna in general. For most people, a person whose life itself has been full of tapuches, he's learned not to trust. He's learned not to trust anybody, and therefore he can't be maimon mikayach a certain nafshis tikinyan. So and the shayrish of that tchuna in Klal Yisrael in the world is a malik. And that's how malik has no tikkun. Where somebody is living in the world of ados, but it's a suffix in birurim mitzius. For that there's a world of birurim. But when we have a suffix the etzim, that's something that the person is a safkan. The person himself is as a person who doesn't act himself to an emes, that there is an emes. That person is hopeless. So Purim is about to be mischazik, the emes of the Messias, the emes, the ultimate emes, and that's Hashem. We should be zeichet to the chizuk in emuna that Purim brings with it. Any questions?
I mean, I'm trying to understand why Amalek Lefize is begematria El Achav.
Why is
Amalek begematria El Achav? El Achav signifies a clear, distinct Avodah Zarah, as opposed to
El Achav is more maybe something. It's like imagine, you know, when somebody comes to you with a shaila with a shidduch, and you know, he tells you it's a very nice girl, but I'm not sure about this, not sure about that. Or there's someone else I saw that I like better. Those things are fine. Those things have a mahalach how to deal with it. Somebody comes to you and he says, who says this is the right one? As long as the person is claiming to have that mahalach, as long as the person has that mindset, I should say is the right word, what's the answer? I mean, what's the answer to that one? It's not going to have an answer because it can't have an answer. He's basically telling you there's no way to know. It's not written in anybody's forehead that the shasim was. So that type of mahalach is a hafkah from any type of yediyah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Shkoyach. Thank you.